the Rosh and the Beis Amidah for the top first Rosh. So he set the shliach, and the shliach died. He asked it to marry anybody because the Shem HaKiddush Shulchai Achaz Mikarboseha. He can't marry this woman now because maybe this woman is also to him as a relationship to the woman that he truly married. That the Shliach married for him. So the more asked the case of a case we have a constant. Stuma means you haven't designated which one is the oil, which one is the chatas yet. So now one of the birds died, one of the birds flew away, or so chatosa meses could be in one of a few ways that the owner had died, but he's covered by lay and ba'acher. So if a person lost the bird, lost his bird, his tatas, and he replaced it, and then eventually he found the original bird, so that bird has to die. Now, the question really is that the Vahudin, the Habimot, the Misni Khan Mefureshis, can Shapirish Eza, the Ela Vesa, the Chatas. If you have a Khan Mefureshis, already designated which one's the Ela, which one's the Chatas, one of the birds flies away, so you can take a pair to the second one as long as you know what the remaining bird is. Ella, Shahitzarach of Farish, Bavachi Yakar, Hanisheris, Imhichatas, or Erlo. The man of Makira, and Yaholikach, Lozug, then a real Akrava. So the Mishnah says you take a second bird as a pair for the first, to become a pair to the first bird. So the case of a Kanstuma, that's, there's no problem. Nothing is designated, just bring, put a second bear as part of the pair, and eventually you'll designate which one is which. But if it's a Mefureshis, you would have to know what the remaining bird was to know what to make the new carbon. Otherwise, you can't be marked of anything. Why? By birds, which is the opposite of behemoths, the oil is nasis lamala, bachatas lamato. The chatas is done standing down on the ground. It's the lower half of the mizbeach. The oil has to be done going up the kevish to the top of the mizbeach. And they're posel all the way around. So therefore, if you said the case of Khan Mefureshis, you'd have to point out that you knew which one is which. Whereas you say Khan Stuma, you save yourself all of that's irrelevant. Therefore, the Tana will arrest the Harich, but Tani Khan Stuma. So that's one reason why it shows in Khan Stuma. Now, furthermore, if I got work on the Milsa, Shana Makar im Oilo im Khatus, they usually, it's a recognition of which one's which, works much better when both are there and you can contrast the two. When one flies away, it's much more common not to remember which one is which. Therefore, in the case of a Kamer Fereshis, the average case would be that you would not be able to be makriv. You could not say Yikach Zug L'Sheni because you didn't know what was what. It's easier to recognize which one is which when they're together. So by Khan Mefureshis, you're going to have this problem. By Khan Stuma, that problem is irrelevant. So there's no problem. Okay. Inami Noka Khan Stuma. And the third answer, why it said Khan Stuma. Okay, so one Teretz says it could have said Khan Mefureshis, but it's going to be a longer Arichus. Second point is because it's much more common to have this problem by Khan Mefureshis, which by Khan Stuma you don't have any problem at all. And number three, he said kan stuma because of the seifa. Sinacham in the reisha, there's no. You could have said kan for reshes and have the exact same din of yikach zug l'sheni. But the kan for reshes wouldn't fit into the seifa. What's that? Because it says porach the ben hakreivos. So pasul pasul echad kenegdo. Im hayim afurish hayim pasul shnayim ve'aser. So if it this bird was a konstuma flies away to Bein HaKrevis, so when you start being makir of the Krevis, eventually this bird is going to become designated. So therefore you...
What?
When you start being makir of the Krevis, eventually this bird is going to become designated. That makes sense? So let's say, for example, so there were two sets of birds which were about to be Nikrav, and then this bird, which is from a Konstuma, flies and joins them. So now you have five birds instead of four birds.
Bird which is from what, a Konstuma?
From a Konstuma. So now you have five birds instead of four birds. So when you start being mak of the birds, eventually you're going to be makir of this bird from the Kan Stuma, and as soon as you're makir of a bird from a Kan Stuma, it designates the status of the bird that left behind, because it's a zug. So if you're makir of this bird as an Erla, the remaining bird is a Chatos. If you're makir of this bird as a Chatos, the remaining bird is an Erla. So by being makir of the Krevis, so you can makir of all five of them. You'll be makir of, let's say, three Erlis and two Chatos. So the bird which is left behind is a Chatos. In that case, there's three Erlis and two Chatos. There's one more Chatos left, and that's the Chatos which is left behind. So that bird is sitting with other birds as well. So that bird, which is a chatos, you can't be makir as a chatos because you don't know. Maybe that it's really an oilo because we don't know what happened with that group. The bird, which was from the Kan Stuma, we don't know where it got nikrav. It might have been nikrav as one of the oilos. It might have been nikrav as one of the chatos. So the bird behind, which left behind, you can't be makir as a chatos or an oilo. So if you're makir of all of the birds over there, this bird becomes also to be nikrav. So that's called it's now in the case of a kan mefureshes. Remember the Mishnah. So there, in the case of a Kan Stuma, so we say it's possible to push the Echad Kenegdo. So what we do is we're not makir of all five birds in that situation. Only makir of four birds, and then what's left behind, we're not makir of one bird. Thereby saying we haven't vade designated the status of the bird with the ones that you're makriv, the beta kravis, because it's possible that the bird number the fifth bird in our scenario, which you're not makriv, is the bird from the Kan Stuma. And even if it is the bird from the Kan Stuma was amongst the other ones, we're not being makriv one korban from what's left behind to prevent that being potentially a problem of being nikrav incorrectly. That's a case of a kan stuma. Case of a kan mefureshes. So this bird, which is a chatas, flies into a group of birds which are supposed to be nikrav, and you can't tell which one is the bird which flew in there. You can't be makar anything because it's a mefurish whether it's a chata or a certain harlot. So you can't be makar any bird. It might be that bird, and you might be makar, but you're being makar in the wrong way. So if you know, the bird which flew away, which one it was, whether it was the Erla or the Chatos, Shikimu Makriv, the amount of Chatos, or amount of Erlas, which are here amongst the Kravis, and not more. So if you had over here four birds, so two were Chatos and two were Erlas, and the bird which flew in, you know, you can't recognize which one it is, but you know that it was an Erla, Shikimu Makriv, two Erlas. And that's it. Because mitzad those pairs, definitely two others are supposed to be nikrav. And even if one of the birds which are being makrav now was the one which flew in, it was also supposed to be an other. So if you knew what it's supposed to be, so you can makrav that. And if you have 10 pairs over here, you can be makrav 10 others and no chatos. So you will poisel even shnaim and even eser. Whereas by kan stuma, in that situation, you have 10 pairs, so now you have 21 birds, your makriv, puzzle, posechle, connect, so your makriv 18. If I remember the math of the number over there, or either makriv 18 or makriv 20, but you have the makriv much more than just. The Arlish of the Chatos, where it flew into. Okay. Result in Mora that even in the case of with the Shar Kinnin, the Alma are Mesaknin, the Bakasin and called Kinnin Shabarlam Dilma Zu Shaparcha, he Akas Mehen, Mizamiskarpa Bakarpan Chaberoid. We don't passel all the birds of the world by saying that maybe the bird that this person wants to be makrav now is that bird which flew away and was really with somebody else's korban already. We're not worried about that. So Tosha here points out, and we spoke about yesterday, that Tosha has learned that this is a kanas, so the person who acted inappropriately, but we don't give a kanas to anybody else, so what's this question? Of course, other birds, we use a rive, and we don't give a kanas. Tosha says the chiddush over here is even for the. So, in other words, what's you saying over here? There was an element of negligence on the part of the owner of letting his bird fly away, and therefore he deserves a knas. Let's say he needs to bring another set of birds. He should have a problem because he deserves a knas. We should aser in him all of the birds of the world, and that's the Mor's kasha. But the Rosh doesn't say that. Rosh says Nipsim is copper, but copper is very right. That wouldn't be the cut. So he sounds like we're asking on the Velt. Okay.
What? The Rosh?
The Rosh says that the problem is. That you can't that somebody should, the Morris Kasha was that somebody who's bringing a bird. So from this point onwards, every person in the world should be worried about maybe the bird that he's bringing is a bird which is not his. So he's using Korban Chaveiro. But according to the Torah, is that we never give a kenas to the rest of the world. So the whole issue is the person himself was negligent, so he deserves a kenas. He can't use any of the birds of the world. So the kashya more is, how could he use any of the birds of the world? How can somebody else use the birds of the world? So you can't say the problem is because the more we're saying that the person is using a korban chaveiro, because that's not the problem, as I'm pointing out. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan said back, I'm talking about a case of a woman which is in a state of kvius. You're asking a case of a bird which is a naidi. Now we have a gerusha the more of the woman. It's a woman is loy naido. The rush is the gerusha. Woman is nicha. The opposite of naid is noch. It's not moving. It's stationary. Minucha am isra de nicha. The mishar shekitcha shliach haya haisa nocha bekua bebeisa. At the moment of kedushin, we have to assume the woman was. He wasn't marrying her on the fly in the street. He was marrying her in a state where a woman is in a state of kavias, in her bias, a bias. So whoever that woman is, we judge that as mechsa mechsa. So it comes out. We have to judge moving forward as if he married half the women of the world. If you would have a scenario where a person could have a shliach end up marrying for him half of the women of the world, we still don't know which half, the other half would be us because of relatives. There's no right to use. The fellow inaidi, if the case was a scenario where she actually married half the women of the world, even though those women are moving, she'd still be usher. Mishum the right called the lashon asur salam mishum safek kurva. So then we'd have a situation where half or right of the women of the world are usher because of kurva. Well. So since the oyster, I mean the woman who was the one who received the kedushin from the shliach, that's the oyster. The nes are all of the relatives. So the Rosh is saying, even if he's been mekadosh this woman now in a state of nayid, so she should have a roiv, it doesn't help, because the issue is not her, the issue is the woman who was potentially married to the mishaleach, and that woman is kavua, which gives her the status as if he had married, or many married half the woman of the world, so all the other women of the world are going to be also because of a suffix. That's how the Rush learns.
So as if he were married. Okay. How many of the women in the
is
world? All the women?
Half of the women. It's as if he's married to half of the women. It's as if he's married to half of the women of the world. So male, the remaining women are all suffered crevice. Tosis, I told you yesterday, learns that the issue is the woman right now that you want to marry is in a state of kavias, so it makes her that you can't use roiv. Okay. Vata Martali, he sort of denied it. So Rechon said back to, that you're asking me a question from a case of birds which are nagid. This bird is just flitting around. So then we can't. It doesn't have a power of making everything also. The bottle who beroiv kinin shiv olam. Now over here, Batal doesn't mean that the Lashon of Bitzel, it means Lashon of becomes insignificant. Whereas the majority of the birds in the world are mutter, and this bird which creates Isser is insignificant compared to the Roiv. So the Roiv would be matter. You're allowed to assume that any bird you're taking is part of the Roiv.
And the difference with Bittul is to review a moment.
Bittul is where you're, there's a actual terubus in front of you, and you're nullifying the issa which is there through the process of bittul. So you have an actual terubus in front of you when you're trying to address it.
Yes.
Here I'm just trying to figure out which this bird called the parish merubah parish. I have one bird, and I'm just trying to figure out what that bird is, where to come from. So that's the dinner called the parish merubah parish. But if the bird had been kavua, so it's already now designated as one type of bird, and it's like half of the birds of the world are already designated and also to be nikrav. So any bird I want to take, I have a subject, I have to have a subject. It came from that half of the birds of the world. Okay, so that's the Riachon's answer. Then Riachon said, Elamah, you're going to argue, b'chitema, and even if you'll say, Hachanami deny it, Demer b'shuka ashkach b'kiddish, why don't we say that the woman he was Mekadesh is Nayit. Now, the Rosh addresses a question. We don't know who that woman is. We don't know what her status is. We don't know whether she's a Nayit or a Kavua. So what gives us a right to say she's a Nayit and make things mutter? Maybe she's a Kavua and things are Asur. What do you mean? We're arguing, well, maybe she's a Nayit. Maybe she's not. We have no way to know that. According to Tosafot, that we're judging the woman in front of us, he wants to marry now. Well, you know that woman you're dealing with. You know, is she in a state of Nayit or a state of Kavua? So the more the question makes sense. But the Rosh is saying, he's going to address, if we're not talking about the woman he wants to marry now, we're talking about the woman which he potentially married, that woman maybe is in a state of Nayit, and if you're allowed to get married. Well, maybe she's not, and you're not allowed to get married. What type of argument is that? So the Rosh like this. The Chumrah Yisayrahi, that's what's called Noshim Sheba Olam. This whole thing is a big way out Chumrah. Therefore, the Moor is asking, well, we shouldn't do, we should make a Mutter. Elamah, you said, well, how can you make a Mutter? Maybe there's a problem. Well, we'll be told that we have a way to address that problem by saying, well, maybe it was a state of night. V'hayolan Alitlo Shema Beshor Shekidja Lo Hayisa Kabua. And therefore, you're allowed to get married now. Some more answers. That's not true because the woman goes back to her state of kavias. Is that the rush? Achar shekitcha, he marries her. She goes back to her state of being kavua. Even if he marries her in the shuk, kima the kavua he hashta. So right now she's a kavua, so chashuba kechatzin hanoshim. So she goes back to her state of kavias. So this is the woman which he married, who now by her being is creating Isser. Well, and she's she is sitting at home. She doesn't stay in the street, one in the street forever. So you can never get married. Fine. Even though it goes back to its cane, so we should argue, well, then it's kavua. That's not true. Why? The toddler noided mimikaymoi uperech mikan lekain ben lekvias makam. The nature of a bird is it's constantly moving. Even and very regularly away from the cane. So it's never called it in a state of kavias. The Mor says, but Rabbi said, Rabbi Yochanan is moira by a woman chain labas, the nechesh lechamois. If she had a bas, so maybe Reuben sent the shliach to marry a woman for him. The shliach died. Reuben's coming now to marry woman X. She says, well, can he marry woman X? Well, maybe this woman is his mother-in-law. Maybe this woman has a daughter, and really the shliach married the daughter for him, and this woman is his mother-in-law. So she doesn't have any daughters. The woman he wants to marry now doesn't have any daughters, so she's not his mother-in-law because she doesn't have any daughters. So there's no problem with chamois, no concern about chamois of a mother-in-law since she has no daughters. She has no daughters, but she had a daughter once at a time who was dead, and she has a granddaughter through her son or through her daughter. Well, this is then the mother, potentially, if that would be true that she has a granddaughter, maybe that granddaughter was the one that got married to Reuben X amount of months ago through the shliach, and now this is his wife's grandmother, who's also Asa Daraisa. Well, she doesn't have any granddaughters. Because if she had a bas or a ben, she would, this woman he wants to marry now might be his grandmother, his wife's grandmother. Okay, below aim. The woman that he's marrying now, wants to marry now, doesn't have a mother. Mother's dead. Because if the mother's alive, maybe his mother's the one that the shliach married, and this is now his wife's daughter. That her ass is marrying a woman and the woman's granddaughter. So maybe the woman he wants to marry now is really the granddaughter of the woman that he really married. Well, she doesn't have a live grandmother. So it can't be that Reuben had married through the shliach the grandmother, and now this woman is also, because as a granddaughter, she doesn't have a grandmother. So there's no concern. Let me say that she also doesn't have a sister. Even though if she had a sister, if she had a sister which was married, so the time when Reuven appointed the shliach, woman X sister was married, and now he's coming to marry woman X and saying, well, you know, mom, got a problem, can't marry woman X, and maybe woman X is also to him because really the sheikh had married woman X's sister, and therefore woman X is now the sister of his wife. Well, no, it's not a problem, because woman X did have a sister, but woman X's sister was married at the time of the Mina Shlichus, when the Shlichus was appointed. Therefore, even if Nizkar Shal Alta L'Achar Mina Shlichus, even if woman X's sister got divorced immediately after the shlichus was set in motion, still muteresi, woman X is mut. But chashidin shema kitcha shluchai acher shenis garsha. We're not worried about maybe the shlich married the sister out there who now is available because she's divorced, and therefore woman X is also because she's the sister of his wife. Chazishta. You're not worried about that, because since at the time of the shlichus, the shlichus doesn't go on that woman X's sister, because woman X's sister was married at the time of the shlichus, even though she got divorced subsequently. So Morris says, "Milsa d'loy kaima kamei lemash in a shlich," and something which is not within his purview, he doesn't make a shlich. So the Morris is going to say in the Maskana that is, let's say, an argument that is a halachic limit to the power of shlichus. You can't make a shliach on somebody you can't do something about right now. But right now, if that's the pshat, we have lakasha from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah has nothing to do with shlichus. So right now, we're assuming that this is a question simply of the thought process of a person. He doesn't include in his thought process things which aren't available at the time when he. does the action, or the commitment, shall we say. So worst of all, in the case of our Mishnah, that should be the same thing. So right now, the more assuming the Hachikamer, the change of gears at the Hachikamer, the person doesn't appoint shlichus, doesn't empower the shliach for something which, at the time when he empowers the shliach, that woman's unavailable. He doesn't think of her. Not because he can't, because he doesn't. Therefore, any woman which comes available after the mini shtichus, the person didn't have in mind. He had in mind the women which are available now, when he appointed the shliach. And therefore, if the shliach is not appointed for that purpose, so he's not a shliach for that purpose. Even if he'd been mekadesh, it wouldn't work. And once the girl was sad, he'd be mutter to marry her relatives.
Why wouldn't it work if he didn't appoint him? If he went on his own and married her, why wouldn't it work? I'm confused a little bit.
You would say, in Schia, you're saying Reuben appointed shliach to marry Reuben appointed Shimon to find a wife for him. So Shimon can't just take any woman. He has to take a woman that Reuven appointed him for. So we're saying right now in the Havamina that Reuven's thought process is, you know, there's like 100 women available out there. Marry one of those women for me. But there's some married women out there which he's not thinking about. Even though it might be from the time that he appoints the shlichus until he actually does the shlichus that one of those women becomes available. He didn't think about that. Right now he's thinking about the women, 100 women which are available, which are penuyos.
All right. So
to parallel this, if you appoint a shliach to get an animal for you for a korban, and the animal has to be over 7 days, and the shliach, for some reason, is delayed several days, the shliach is then required to make sure the animal is older than, let's say, 10 days, because the other ones weren't available, as being younger than seven?
Well, the animal can't be nikrib until it's older than seven. It doesn't mean you can't buy it. You can buy it before the age of seven. So your shlichus is to get a korban for you. So then,
So instead of purchase, we have to make sure.
But if you make a shlichus to be makrivit, you would probably in this habamina right now that would be true.
Okay. Right. So the shlichus would be incumbent on the shliach to inquire as to the status at the time of his appointment.
Right. Now, Zakhtar Rosh, Alvin Pirish, Preferish, Shaso, Shlech, Afilah, Lashem, Shehem, Ata, Asuris, Imiyu, Motoris, Habishlucha, the Fimai, the Kasoldai, the Hashtar. The more is assuming right now, this is not a halachic limitation that is impossible to be a Shlech. The more is just saying that he didn't appoint him to be a Shlech. So then, if he would have said explicitly, by the time, I know that there's 100 married women in the world, 100 women which are available. I'm appointing you with shliach for all 200. The 100 which are available now, and if the other 100 become available, I'm mounting you for that as well. So, okay, fine. So that works. But if he doesn't express that, we assume that's not what he meant. So Mor says, well, apply it to our Mishnah. The person says, I'm committing to Mimigaleach Anazir. He means a person who's Anazir at the time that he says he's committing. So right now he's committing. There's 15 nazirim out in the world. He says, I'm going to find one of those guys and be marked of their korban. What about people who come on nazir after he said something? This he didn't have in mind. So bishlam abasra shomer bani v'alai legaleach nazir. So Mishnah says in our Mishnah that Reuven was makabel be a nazir and to commit to be marked of korbanos for a nazir. Then Shimon says bani v'alai. So Shimon is also a Nazir, and he's also committed to provide korbanos for somebody. So Shimon should provide for Reuven, and Reuven should provide for Shimon. So the Bishlam of the Bas, so that Shimon, when Shimon said, "I'm giving him a galach, a Nazir," well, Reuven was a Nazir already.
Yes.
Ikakalmoa kamei shekvar Nazir naziris biyakol hasheni lepoitcher el kalmoa. But the more I say, but Reuven, when he said he's going to be a galach a Nazir, Shimon wasn't a Nazir yet. So he meant one of the Nazirim out in the world, not Shimon. So how can we bring Shimon's kabbonis? B'shoshe kibbalav legalech Nazir, katilur Nazir Hasheni. So according to your thought process of hey, Neymar Shadaita Hoya Lepoitroy, he doesn't say, well, you know, just in case Shimon decides, the guy Shimon's standing over here, well, he might be Mekabel Naziris. I'll be Mekabel, I'm covering out the case, he's Mekabel Naziris, I'll do it for him. We assume right now he doesn't think like that. What's not available right now, he's not thinking about. So that would be the parallel to the case of Rava's Pshat in the Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, no. I'm sorry, no, it's still more discussion. So, Elmai Kamar, we have to say, what did he mean? Why does it work in our mission that he can be maxed the Kabbalah with Shimon? Teretz is, he's saying, I'm not saying I'm committing to the cover the Nazir which exists right now. I'm committing to cover the Nazir which will exist when I bring the Kabbalah. That's what I think. So, well, Shimon's ready to know by the time I do that. So that's good. Elmai Kamar. As long as there's somebody who is a Nazir when I want to be Makriv, that's good. I don't care when he became a Nazir. So we have to say that he is committing to the people which are not here yet, which don't exist yet. He thinks about that possibility. That's included in his thought process. So then over here also, he meant to give the Sheikh the right to Makadish any woman, even a woman who will become divorced, in between the time of the appointment of the Sheikhs and when the Kiddushin takes place. So why is the case of the sister who got divorced not a problem? Samora says, no. That's not the pshat. The pshat over here is not, when Rava limited the case of the sister to a sister who is available at the time of the appointment of the Sheikh, it wasn't because the person doesn't think about the possibility. It's because there's a halach in Sheikh that you cannot be made a Shliach and given over the ability to do something for something which doesn't exist yet. So more now, I think he has a Gersish over here. Ella Bimilsa Demotzi Abed Hashta. Yeah, Ella b'milsa, the motzi ovid hashta. Ella b'milsa. Let's listen to more. Ella the motzi ovid hashta. B'milsa b'milsa ovid hashta loy mashri. B'milsa the motzi ovid hashta loy mashri shliach. You cannot make a shliach. Not because you don't make a shliach. You cannot make a shliach. The person takes into consideration the possibilities of what might become available in the future. So when he says committed to me, he means any nozer which might become available in the future when I'm ready to be marked with a korban, anybody's included, even though they're not in a nozer right now. But in the case of shlicha, I feel impirish loy befeirish. Because even if the person says explicitly, I'm imanu you a shliach to marry any of the women which will become available. They're not available now, but they will become available. I'm appointing you a shliach for that right now. So you can't do that. Whatever the mishaleach can't do himself, he cannot make a shliach. Well, he can't right now. He cannot marry that married woman. See, how could he has no power of kedusha in that woman, so how could he be mamana somebody to be his shliach for that woman? If he'd walk over to the woman right now and say, listen, I want to be kaddish you right now, kedusha, it should be cut. That should, if your husband divorces you, it should take effect. So, Cardinal Mayor, that should work. We don't pass like a mayor. It's Dabar Shalom B'loilam. They didn't mark the Dabar Shalom B'loilam. So, if he cannot be Makad as a woman right now, that woman right now, he cannot be Kashliach for that woman right now either. So, even if he told the Shliach explicitly, listen, she might get divorced, I want you to marry her for me when she gets divorced, so tomorrow it won't work because you cannot make a Shliach on something which you have the power to do yourself. Okay. So that's where the that's what we got from the Gemara. The Mora is not going to challenge that. This idea that you cannot make a shliach, for something which right now you don't have the power, but you will get the power in the future. But you cannot make a shliach for that now. The Mora is going to challenge that and see that that might be that that's not true. I guess we have the Mora below. So you're saying that something which you cannot do now, you cannot make a shliach. So I just want to point out just point out the thought process. The way the Rosh is saying it, I mean, really, it's a bit. So Reuben is appointing Shimon Ashtiyah to marry a woman for him. What Reuben is doing is giving over the kedusha that he has to marry a woman for himself to Shimon. So Reuben is putting Shimon in his stead. Now, he didn't say who. And there's up, and Shimon has total discretion who that is. But when Shimon finds that woman, what we're saying was Reuben appointed him to have the power of kedusha, which Reuben has to marry that woman. Shimon has that power. And Reuben gave him that power at the moment of Minui to marry Leah. Right? Well, now that he decides Leah's going to be the woman, so he was given the power to marry Leah. Well, he cannot have been given the power to marry Leah because Leah was married at the time he was appointed. So Reuben cannot make Shimon his shliach to marry Leah. Reuben himself can't marry Leah. So how can he make a shliach on Leah? And that's the Mora's problem. The Mora's saying it's not an issue of what his thought process is. Even if we say explicitly, you know, Leah might be available soon. I want you to marry Leah for me. So it wouldn't be a shlichus. So the Mora's saying, the Mora's going to challenge that. Okay, let's hold it here.